Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com. I'm John Hallstein, and I am standing at the Vancouver Convention Center. Actually, we're on the upper deck of the Pan Pacific Hotel, and it is a beautiful day at Vancouver. Lots of blue sky, and that is the theme of our discussion, in a way, here this afternoon that I will be having with Mr. Martin Dallaire, the president and CEO of Visible Gold Mines, a company that is exploring in northwestern Quebec, and I have spent a lot of time in that area on the ground over the last year and a half. This is a company I am very excited about. I've been on some of their properties. I like what they're doing, and this truly has great potential in my view. I have to say I am a shareholder in VGD. I do have a position in it, so I am certainly biased toward this company, so take that into account, but I am genuinely very excited by what Visible Gold Mines is doing and what they're putting together. Martin, a pleasure to have you on VMR for the very first time.
Good afternoon, John.
And we have a beautiful view here. We're in Vancouver, and lots of blue sky today. It's a great day looking out at a Holland America Line cruise ship and a beautiful mountain backdrop here. And as I said, blue sky is sort of the theme of our discussion here today, because I think your company has enormous blue sky potential based on your properties in northwestern Quebec. You're undertaking a very aggressive exploration program right now. We'll talk about a project that I'm really excited about in particular, and that's Joutel, and we'll get into some detail about that. But first, Martin, let's talk a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your background. I know you're an engineer and also an entrepreneur, but tell us a little bit more about yourself, because management is always the most important thing to look at when you're considering investing in any company.
Hi, John. You know, I'm an engineer, graduated in 92, and, you know, John, we don't learn at school how to find a gold mine, you know? It's very difficult. So, my biggest strength as an engineer, I would say, is to analyze a team and building a very, very efficient team. Optimize every single dollar we do have in the bank account and make sure that we optimize our chance to find a mine, because we need some chance, but we also need knowledge and science.
And as president and CEO of this company, not only do you have an understanding of the mining industry, but you bring to this company a lot of business savvy, a lot of business experience, entrepreneurial experience, and I think that's a real advantage for Visible Gold Mines.
Well, John, I'm very business-oriented, and it's in my blood, I think. And I know that everybody around us needs to make money if we want to get their money back, eh, you know. So some good network did very well in the past with us, and I think Invisible Gold Mine, at this level, they're going to make a bunch of money.
You're driven to maximize shareholder value. You've assembled a great team. And tell us a little bit about your team. You've got one geologist in particular, Robert Sanfison, who was involved in the discovery of Osisko's Canadian Malartic deposit.
Yeah, since the IPO in July 2007, we've been working very hard assembling a very good chunk of land, as well as the perfect team to explore it. Because, as you know, John, all our land are very advanced stage, so it's not time to cut some line here. We're talking about it's ready to drill targets. So I brought on board my best acquisition was to bring on board Robert Sanfason. He's so strong technically, he has experience, and he had a chance to discover a 10 million ounces discovery, and he badly wants another one, and he's very focused, and he teamed on the other team members, so everybody now is very focused to find a mine, and we'll find it in 2011.
You have the biggest exploration team, actually, of any company right now in the Rouyn-Noranda area. And so it's not just Robert Sanfison that you're blessed with. You also have some other very talented people on your team.
Yeah, as you know, geologists, they want to work in team. These are teamwork guys. They want to have support. They need a drawer. They need some guys to go pick up the core. So what I gave them those tools. So we have drawers. We have line cutters. We have all our instruments. We have our mags, PP. So we're very independent, and they love it. And, you know, when Cambiar closed its exploration office, 3 years ago. They offered me all their staff and all their equipment, and we still have all those employees with us, and it's been 3 years.
Tell us a little bit more about Robert, exactly what happened there with him and Canadian Malartic.
Or, you know, at the time, Robert was working for Barrick Gold, and what's called Lac Mineral became Barrick Gold. And Robert was the only exploration office left open with Barrick. Robert used to have all the budget he wants because he has a very good average at the bat. You know, they do count their average. They have to eat at each single hole, and Robert has the highest average at the bat right now in the surrounding area, the surrounding Abitibi-Témiscamingue. So we're very pleased to have him on board, and he's so focused, John, you wouldn't believe it.
How would you compare exploration in Quebec, in that part of Quebec, with, say, Ontario? What's different?
Oh, in Quebec, first, you have a lot of sleeping land, okay? Major producer took all the land many, many years ago in the 20s and the 30s, and they haven't worked much on it. So it's still a lot of unexplored land, a lot of potential, and I would say that, you know, there's a lot of incentive to drill in Quebec. It's low cost. You can get 1 meter of drilling for $60, let's say. Every single dollar we put in the ground, the government will give us back a 42 cents credit that we have to put back in the ground the year after. So, John, you know, the investor has a lot of return for their investment.
When you say sleeping land, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, in Quebec, you know, you just have to, the big producer, Noranda, Falconbridge, Newmont, they picked a lot of land in the 30s, and they kept it forever. They don't even have an exploration office in the area. They close all their exploration office, but they keep renewing the land year after year, which is not allowed in Ontario. In Quebec, it's allowed, but they want to change it because too much sleeping land, and this is a reason that could explain why there is more gold in Ontario discovered than in Quebec. So we took profit of it during the crisis in 2008, and we did acquire a lot of sleeping land from majors, and we believe that we can bring some deposit. We can find some mine out of it.
You're armed with lots of cash right now. You're doing several drill programs here this year. You've been very busy so far this year. It's going to get even busier in the last half of this year. Let's quickly run through some of your projects, beginning with Silidor. That was the first project you started drilling here this year. How are things going at Silidor?
We do have 28 holes completed so far. We thought that we do a phase 1 30 holes, but hole number 28 is very interesting. Let's wait the results, and so we stopped the drill now, and we're going to wait the results because we were running after a horseshoe. We have found one that kicks quite good. So Silidor is on hold right now. We're going to do a 1 month compilation, wait for all the assays, try to figure out, do a in-house reserve calculation, and from there we'll see what's going to be the phase 2. The Cadillac mining has 4 holes completed so far for a total of 3,000 meters. We expect to go up to 10,000 meters. It's very crazy targets. You know, I love the targets on Cadillac mining because it can provide the 10 million tons deposit we're looking at. So still, I would say still 10 to 15 holes to do. And the Satakona is in planning right now. We did some geophysics. We have 8 great targets. So we're going to drill those targets starting by the end of June. And then we'll put all our focus and our energy on the Joutel property because we believe if Agnico Eagle picked us to go and find those multi-million ounces, it's because they do believe that there's still built something there. So we're going to spend $5 million on this project, and Agnico Eagle will spend their $5 million, and we'll be joint venture partner and find that multi-million ounces deposit.
In the case of Joutel, that's really interesting because you're dealing here with a significant former producer. It was in production for about 20 years. That was the property that actually gave birth to the company, Agnico Eagle. They obviously must have had some emotional attachment to this property because of that. That was the gold property that built that company, and they you know, mined that for about 20 years. In this case, they actually approached you, which is very different. You don't often see a major approach a junior, so I think that that says a lot, obviously, about the confidence they have in your geological group.
Oh, look, I was very surprised when they knocked at our door and they proposed us that agreement, you know. So we did our due diligence and we trusted, we have a lot of trust in Agnico Eagle. It's a super good company, well managed, and we're very pleased. But to be honest with you, John, they were looking at the team more than they were looking at me personally. So So they like the team. They know what's going on. They know that we have the biggest team. We have the money. We have the capacity. And we can work on our own because they are very busy. Very busy right now. So, and they really like the first two meetings we had together. So now the next meeting is to present them our targets and go drill those targets.
Paint a picture, if you can, for us of the Joutel property. I think it's a great story. It reminds me a little bit of Granada, which Gold Bullion has had tremendous success with. Joutel is a former significant producer of gold and silver. Tell us a little bit about the history that you know of with the Joutel property, which is about 150 kilometers north of Rouyn-Noranda, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Joutel is on is in a good strike. The Joutel property is a very large property, and they did operate the mining. They have discovered it in the 60s, early 60s. They did operate the mine from 70, the early 70s to late 80s. And you know what? At the same time, they did discover the biggest mine in Canada called the Laronde, and the financial community just put some pressure on them to close that that mine in Joutel and put all their focus and energy. Like Agnico Eagle was not that big in the at that time, so the financial community just put too much pressure, so they had to close it. And today they have the feeling that they just closed that Joutel property, that Joutel mines, way too rapidly. And still they have still a lot of potential. And we, during our due diligence, we confirmed that yeah, effectively there's a lot of potential in that property.
You've got 471 claims in total at Joutel. That's nearly 500 square miles, Martin. Nearly 500 square miles. From what I understand, there were basically three main zones.
Yeah, we were amazed because when we pick up all the boxes and the maps from their exploration offices, it took two pickup trucks for all the data. So we're flooded with data now, but we love it because we have the capacity to modelize all the data, bring some fresh ideas, new geological model. But yeah, the trend is very large, and there's a lot of potential for many, many new mines in the area.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened with Osisko. I mean, Canadian Malartic was obviously a former producer, and then, you know, look what happened after they took a fresh approach to that property, and one of your geologists played a key role in that. So I guess it's the same sort of thing with Joutel. You're going to take a fresh approach to it, a new look at it. You've got a huge area to explore there. So, I mean, this has really does have blue sky written all over it, and a treasure chest of historical data to go through.
Yeah, Robert was telling me the other day at the restaurant that, you know, at the Osisko, because he discovered all the flat veins at the Osisko site, and he told his VP that he's going to pay from his own pocket the drill holes, because he truly believed that the flat vein was there. Nobody believes him in the office. So he said, I'm going to pay the hole with my own money. And this is the way he convinced the VP to put some budget for those holes. And they have found a 10 million ounces discovery. So I wouldn't be surprised if Robert brings me that kind of idea. If he proposed me to buy the hole himself, I'll let him go. I'll give him the budget.
I've sat down with Robert. I know he's a very intelligent guy. He's a veteran mining guy. He really knows his stuff. He's got an incredible mind when it comes to, determining a deposit and discovering a deposit. And so he's a real asset.
Yeah, he's very passionate, okay? And the structure for him, he's a master in structure, and Agnico Eagle knows it. Everybody knows it in the community. So that's why they have a lot of respect for Visible Gold Mines team.
So 500 square miles of area to explore. Obviously, you probably have some idea now of maybe some early targets. But what is, you just got this deal with Agnico Eagle just a few months ago. What is sort of the exploration schedule here for Joutel? What do you have in mind here beginning this summer?
John, keep in mind that we spent 8 weeks in their offices, okay? And we went through all the maps and reports rapidly, but we did it. And we already have identified at least 4 ready-to-drill targets, very interesting targets. And I'm not talking here about the other two areas. So we had 2 meetings so far with Agnico Eagle. The next meeting is to prepare the land. And I would say by early July, we're going to ask for permission to go drilling. And mid-July, maybe third week of July, if it's light a bit, maybe August. But we're going to start drilling, and we're going to drill for the rest of the year.
What can you tell us about the geological structure of that area up there? How does it differ from, say, the area closer to Rouyn-Noranda on the Cadillac Fault? What are some of the different aspects geologically up in that area at Joutel?
Hi, John, this is the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. It's volcanic rock. So I would say when you have the capacity, you know, they were not stupid at that time. So they did a lot of work. They did a lot of drill holes, and they've tried so many things. But today, you know, over the past 20 years, we had so many new discoveries with new models. So we're going to apply those new models in Joutel, but you know it's still volcanic rocks, so we have to be honest. You know, the gold could be stuck everywhere.
You're certainly well funded. You started the year with about $9 million in the bank, so you're in good shape financially. And what I like about your company, I mean, you're aggressive. I mean, you're you know, some of this is, you know, just grassroots exploration. You know, putting in those drill holes. That's how you make discoveries. I mean, you're going down deep with some of your holes, and this is how discoveries are made. You're doing about 40,000 meters of drilling. So, you know, this kind of aggressive approach ultimately should pay off.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're very, very optimistic. You know, we have $7.5 million left in the company. We should, if we spend $6.5 million, we should end the year. We have spent $2.5 million so far. We should end the year with $3 million left in the company. The government will send us a $2.5 million check next year regarding the expense we've done in 2011. And we absolutely want those 45 cents warrants to be exercised. It's going to bring us an extra $7 million in the bank. So we should end the year with at least $10 million in the bank.
Let's review your share structure a little bit. Fully diluted, about 70 million shares outstanding. But just go through the share structure for us. And you also have some pretty significant shareholders in your company. So can you just kind of go over that for us a little bit?
Yeah, management and friends own, I would say, 6 million shares out of 48. There are 48 million shares out right now. Sprott, Pine Tree, Vertex, they do own, I would say, 10 to 12 million shares. We don't know because those are free shares, free trading shares. There's a strategic group from London who owns at least 12 million shares. So, yeah, we have a very good shareholder base. We did the 80 cents financing in December with Mineral Field. They did buy 4 million shares at 80 cents. We have a good relation with them. They did very well with in the past with us. They did a lot of money. They wrote us a letter saying they won't sell before 18 months. They're only going to buy. They cut their commission in half. So we have a good relation, and we do trust Mineral Field.
There's so many companies out there for investors to look at. You know, it can get almost quite confusing because there are so many choices, so many companies to look at, to investigate. What do you think really makes your company stand out from the rest of the pack? What really differentiates Visible Gold Mines from all the other companies out there that are, you know, putting holes in the ground and trying to, you know, make a discovery somewhere?
Yeah, we've been very lucky raising money. It's all about money, John. You know, when you have this kind of budget, you gonna create things. You know, we have to create a dynamic in the market. You have story to tell. You have, you know, last week, Jeannot, one of our senior geologists, just went to the drill rig, the Cadillac mining project, you know, saw the core, and we were supposed to stop the drill hole. And they said, Martin, we need to extend it an extra day. So the fact to drill and to have four drill rigs running at the same time will generate a lot of opportunities, stories, and there's no doubt in my mind that by year end, we're going to have something very interesting to tell, and it will be reflected on our stock price.
Yeah, if you're drilling 40,000 meters with such a talented geological team overseeing everything, I would think it's only a matter of time before you pull up a really exciting assay. It's all about drilling, drilling, drilling. That's what ultimately leads to discoveries and what drives share prices higher, right?
Yeah, drilling, 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 and location, location, location. And keep in mind, John, I'm a shareholder too, eh?
Yeah, so you're very motivated to make things happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any potential acquisitions down the road? Like, are you happy with what you've got right now in terms of your property package? Are you constantly looking at potential new opportunities? Or, you know, are you able to take on any new opportunities at this point because you're so busy as it is?
We know for sure that there's many, many weak players in terms of financially in the area. They have some good ground. But my shoes are full right now, but we're constantly looking at acquisition or new acquisition in terms of land or public company. We're very aggressive, and let's bring some leverage on my stock price, and you'll see, John, I'll take control of the whole district.
That sounds exciting, and I would not put that past you.
Thank you, John.
Martin Dallaire, the president and CEO of Visible Gold Mines, joining us here at the Vancouver Convention Center, and certainly a company to consider, VGD, on the TSX Venture Exchange. Check it out, and we look forward to talking with you again, Martin, and following the progress of your company. I know it's going to be a very busy summer, so even though the market has been a little soft in the last couple of months here, your stock has come down a bit. You know, that's usually a good time to jump in and take a hard look at things. And I know your company's going to be very busy here this summer, and I'm really excited about what may develop here with your Joutel project. So thank you for joining us, and good luck the rest of this year.
So we are, John. Pleasure is us. Is mine.
Martin Dallaire, the president and CEO of Visible Gold Mines. You've been listening to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com, where we do bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.